This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Honk Blossom. Okay, welcome one and all to the spooky town, USA.
Yeah.
Ghost, what was it, the one on Disney Channel? Spookyville, Pumpkin Town?
Halloween Town.
Halloween Town.
Yeah.
Welcome to Halloween Town, everybody. I'm Curtis Charles.
Halloween Town 2.
I've never seen a Halloween Town.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You gotta check them out.
The whole saga?
No, the first two are fine, though.
I don't know how many there are.
There's three, I believe. No, there might even be four now. Who knows? I know of three.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm Justy Boy.
Yeah. And this is Cool Parents Podcast.
Wait, no, I got to be something scarier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justy Skull?
That's closer.
Justy Guts?
Justy Ghoul? Justy Freak.
Justy Freak.
Justy Freak.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's my vocal exercise before recording.
You got it.
So, anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. This is going to be a good one. It's going to be frightening. What do we got in store for you? Well, let me tell you.
What do we have on the docket?
Docket? We are gonna take a look at some news, some spooky news about ghosts, ghouls, goblins, mummies, Frankensteins, and skeletons.
Sure.
And mad scientists too.
I like that. I got something about a wolf man. So
then we're gonna cover all the stops today in our visit to Halloween Town 3. So
mine's quick.
Okay.
Real quick.
Well, you want to just do it?
What else we got?
I've got two things that aren't spooky that we're going to do first. Get them the fuck out of the way. Get them out of here.
Okay. We got to ease into the,
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. Then it's all spooky from there on out.
Okay.
Including,
what we got?
All of those spooky news things, but then we're going to watch and commentary on Doug.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Bloodstone Manor.
Bloodstone Manor episode of Doug.
Doug.
D-U-G. Doug. And yeah, that's going to be fun. Love that episode. It's classic.
It's a good idea.
Spooky.
It's a good idea.
Ooh.
Should we give them a little short spooky thing that I got just to get their beaks wet a little bit? Or
yeah,
should we
get them wet if you want.
Or should we ease them into it?
Totally up to you. I think either way, they're going to climax. They're going to climax.
It's a quick one.
Or the other.
I feel like it's made specifically for this show as well. My landlord sent me a picture of a cassette tape here.
Yeah, that he found in the wild, right?
Yes, and it says, it's called, there's a picture of it's a Dracula, but he's painted red.
Okay.
So he's a demon Dracula.
He's a demon, yeah.
A devil Drac.
Yep.
And it's called Listening to the Wolfman Take a Piss and Other Dreary Drainers. And it says on the bottom, Dracula is a freak who listens to piss, and this is his personal library of all the monsters pissing.
Wow.
And the back, side one is titled, Wolfman's Howling Piss. We got Mummy's Trickle Piss.
Yeah.
We got Creature's Piss Lagoon.
Okay.
And then side two is, of course, Frankenstein. And then a huge piss warning.
Huge piss warning.
Yeah. And then Invisible Man ambient piss. And then skeletons crying because they can't piss but really want to.
Oh, wow. I wonder what that sounds like.
And it says, this program is honestly a violation of trust. The parties involved did not know they were being recorded, but thankfully monsters are not allowed in courtrooms. So there will be zero charges pressed and all proceeds will go to Dracula. Maybe if you were rich for long enough, you start doing fucked up shit like this. Yes, Dracula is rich.
Of course Dracula is rich. He wears velvet and shit. He's got a three-piece suit with a tail.
Yeah, he does.
He's a pianist.
Pianist?
Yeah. Okay. Well, truck day.
Truck day.
Truck day. First, I want to go over that picture that you sent me.
Which one's that?
The truck that somebody posted on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, Cassie.
Yeah. It's an amazing truck date.
Hey, so our rating is down on Spotify.
Yeah.
It's down. We're going to 4.6 now. Someone must have rated it a 1.
Yeah. Thanks. I honestly think that the name of this podcast is a detriment.
Yeah.
Because I got an email and it was clearly an automated email, so it didn't really know.
You want to change the name?
I don't know. Maybe. It was, or maybe change it to something like just without the word parents in it.
Yeah.
Because I got an email that was like, clearly automated, but it was saying, you know, we love your podcast and we think that you could do well advertising with other shows about parenting.
or
lack thereof or something like that. It tried to like make a joke. It was probably just an AI, but yeah, then that's not the first time that something like that's happened. So I think just having the word parents in there throws people off. I think that it's got to be, I don't know, but I don't want to like change shit. I still want it to be linked to the band and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe it could be like Cool Parents Presents, and then just, I wouldn't put that part in the actual text part. Yeah. It would just be on the logo and stuff.
We'll just start a new one.
Yeah.
Start fresh.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe by the time we hit episode 300, which is coming up pretty quick. Maybe.
What are we at now?
294.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got to start thinking of ideas for Bluffington.
Yep. Yep. So, season, I mean, tonight.
Four now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I looked up Doug on Disney Plus because I was like, Disney bought Doug. So it's probably where it is. And it comes up and it's like 1996 or something that it says. And I'm like, fuck you. And I see Patty with the short hair and I'm like, fuck you. I see Rich Roger Klotz. And I say, hey, fuck yourself to death. Yeah. Disney Plus, you don't know anything. This isn't right. You've broken every rule. And frankly, I'm going to unsubscribe.
I hate that this is a world where there's a Doug movie and I've never seen it. I have no interest in seeing it.
You know? Yeah, it's Disney.
That's what I'm saying.
Although I will say that that's the best one. Like, that's better than the TV show. Because there's a nematode in it. But. Next up, might be a little bit scary to some. But big news today, or sometime, I don't know, it was a few days ago, the 5th. Crocs, you know, shoes, name of Crocs.
Yeah.
They're coming out with cowboy boots. Just in time for Croctober.
I like that.
And there's a picture of them, and they're foolish.
I doubt it.
They're foolish. Look them up. It's got Western stitching on it. Looks like maybe a snake skin texture, gator skin or something.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's still got the croc holes in it. You're going to get dust in there. You're going to get sand in there.
Yeah, it's not practical. Your toes. It's not practical.
So what's the point of having a cowboy boot if you're not kicking shit around?
Good question.
You know? Fuck, it's got spurs though.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is it just like a pinwheel?
Basically, that's, yeah, pretty much what it looks like. And they spin. They do spin.
Got spinners on my croc boots.
Yeah. They said, this Croctober transcends former years as Crocs redefines creativity and self-expression by bringing to life highly anticipated activations requested by the fans, for the fans, and celebrating what it means to truly come as you are. Come as you are is capitalized, so that must be their slogan. Crocs, come as you are.
I love it. I'm glad that they're doing it, honestly. I hope all the proceeds go to the family of John Wayne.
They also announced Shrek Crocs.
Yeah?
Yeah. And the money for that's going to donkeys.
Yeah?
Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah, because ogres aren't real.
Oh, okay.
No, they're keeping all the money. They're keeping all of it.
Good. They earned it. They deserve it.
Cowboy they worked hard Crocs. For it. I think that it's shameful, honestly.
But I wouldn't be
caught dead wearing some Croc boy boots out in the wild yonder.
No, I wouldn't.
In the West? The West?
Yeah.
You're going to get dust. You're going to get shit.
Well, not in the West, but I'd wear them like around here. I'd wear them outside.
Yeah.
I'd go to Cumberland Farms and fucking Croc cowboy boots.
You fit right in, I think.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
I'd be the sharpest dressed man they ever did see up there.
That I'd bet.
Around there, around these parts.
Let's see, how much are these motherfuckers going to cost?
I've been eating sprouts, handfuls of sprouts I just picked from the ground.
I eat grass, mister. I eat straight up grass, crabgrass.
I'm trying to become one with the earth over here. I'm eating sprouts that I found myself.
I'm just a little lazy, so I started eating crabgrass. My wife's been away, and I ain't going to be cooking no food. I'm going to eat what's right in front of me.
Yeah, my wife's been away in the afterlife.
My wife has unfortunately passed. Yep.
Yep.
I've been preserving her corpse.
Oh, no.
Tender hide.
Oh, my goodness. Going to make some cowboy boots ever.
Yep. Okay, well, that's all I got to say about Croc Day, Croc boots from Croctober. I think it's pretty bold and very fashionable. So that's it, though. We're into the spooky section now. So hide your kids.
Good.
Stick them under the bed in a dark room by themselves.
Dark.
So that they can learn what Halloween is really like.
Dark.
Boogeyman's. Dark.
Boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. I'm a boogeyman. Boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. And you know what they say.
You know what they say.
Christian group is promoting a faith-based alternative to Halloween.
Oh.
It's called Jesusween.
Oh. they didn't think that one through.
They didn't, but they wouldn't. I mean, even if they did, they wouldn't have gotten there because they don't think about ween.
No.
They don't know about peepees. That's all bullshit to them. It's all from the mystery books.
Why are they against fun so much?
Because it's not godly. God created us to work.
No.
Yes. That's why he gave us such huge muscles. He said, let them do work.
I didn't tell you this because I didn't know if I was going to stick to it, but I'm like 5 days in. I'm working out for Poltergeist 3.
Are you?
I'm pumping iron every day.
We're going to start soon.
I'm doing, I've been doing 100 curls.
Because I'm in a video class now and I want to do some of it for project.
I've been doing 100 curls every night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
No, it's working.
Okay.
I got some guns going.
Okay. For 4 days? That's all it took?
Got some guns. No, I was looking last night though. I got a little pump going, you know? It's the first time I've been like, okay, cool. It's happening here.
Yeah. I'll stick to it.
I'm trying to do it for 30 days because I saw that you can get fucking ripped, dude.
In 30 days?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If I'm doing 100 curls, that's a lot of fucking
curls.
But
just your arms.
Huh?
Just your arm.
Just that's all I want.
Okay.
I just want big biceps.
You're going to look like Popeye.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. He's forearms, isn't he?
It works the forearms.
That's
too.
Really weird, though. I never really thought about that. Isn't he just forearm?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like he's got skinny upper arm?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Biceps?
And... Yeah, he has no bicep.
Yeah. So what? How do you even do that?
It's just emaciated. He had a surgery.
Oh, okay. That looks bad.
Yeah.
That looks like he's just got tumors in his arms.
He does.
Or
he
like
might.
They're full of fluid or something.
He might. I never saw the movie.
I don't think those are big muscles.
Did you ever see the movie?
Bob William? Yeah, that's a weird one. I saw it when I was a kid. And
I've
I
never
remember
seen
I didn't like it when I was a kid because I thought it was weird.
Never seen it.
But yeah, it's strange that it exists. But let's see what else we know now about Jesusween.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Jesusween.com says Halloween is a day to celebrate ungodly images and evil characters.
Yes.
The pastor who created Jesusween says Halloween is not consistent with the Christian faith.
Right.
And many people feel uncomfortable on that day. So the group is asking Christians to dress in white and to hand out Bibles and other Christian gifts instead of candy. It also asks people to knock on doors and share the message of Christianity.
What would you do if you went trick or treating and they open the door and you said trick or treat and they say, trick, here's a Bible.
I'd probably just take it and move on, honestly. And
yeah.
I'd be like, oh, okay.
If they put it in the sack or whatever, yeah, I'd just walk away.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't, take it.
I'd just walk away.
I'd take it.
I wouldn't be like a dick about it.
No.
But if they gave me the option, they were handing it to me, I'd say,
I'd tell them, look.
No, thanks. I don't need
look,
that.
Look, you handed it to the right person right here. I was like, but eventually you're going to put one of those in someone's bag and they're going to assault you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just going to happen.
Especially the second part where it says go knocking on people's doors.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that for any reason.
No.
I don't care who you are.
Who you are.
No reason. Never knock on a door.
You know what I think is funny? I think I've said it on the show before, but like when people every year you see those things where people are like, oh, you got to watch out for, you got to watch
razor
for,
blades.
No, for marijuana edibles.
Oh, yeah. God.
As if anyone's paying fucking $50 yeah. for a marijuana edible to give to a child that they're not even going to be able to see.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
That's a joke. That's a joke with no fucking payoff at all. Yeah. It's just a very expensive inconvenience to somebody else.
Right. I mean, I'm sure there's some like fucked up sickos out there who like just get off on the fact that they know somebody's out there being inconvenienced or whatever.
I guess. Yeah.
Or freaked out. But I mean, if they were doing that, I'd probably start trick or treating again.
Sure.
As long as it's not, as long as it doesn't have horse bones in it. Gelatin.
What's got gelatin in it? Vallow milk?
No.
I don't know.
No, of course not.
I know the Cypher family's got fucking integrity.
I think Mallow Cup does, though.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, fucking clowns.
Fuck Mallow Cup.
Yeah.
That's someone trying to tell me Mallow Cup's better than Vallow Milk.
Who?
Fuck you.
Who? Bullshit.
I know, he's a nice guy. But he's wrong when it comes to Vallow Milk and Mallow Cup, and I don't respect his opinion on that one.
Yeah, Taylor sent us that, by the way. The clip from the news about the Jesus Ween. I'll celebrate Jesus Ween.
Why not? Yeah.
And Jesus Ween Eve, too. And Jesus Ween Adam. Holy shit, guess what?
What?
We started the truck date and never did it.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So let's just, let's take care of this truck date.
Yeah, why
not? Truck date.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, we fucked up.
I fucked up. It was on me.
Yeah, I had it up on my phone, but then I forgot about it, too, so. So... Who was it? Somebody posted an Instagram picture.
Yeah, my friend Cassie.
Yeah, and
she saw it up Maine.
A clearly up Maine truck.
I think it was in Portsmouth, actually, but whatever.
It don't matter. It's heading up Maine, yeah. For sure. And it's glorious. It's a GMC Sierra.
Get more chain.
Get
Sierra.
My chain.
Get more chain.
Get more chain. Okay. Yeah. Grab my chain. Grab more chain. And let's see, it's a big black truck. Lift it. It's definitely lift it.
Yeah,
it's got a bunch of decals on the
decal
on the back. On the, what do you call it, the tailgate.
Yeah,
first thing I'm going to point out is there's this like logo in the middle, which is like a sort of minimal outline of two deer. One's a freaking buck, you know, because it's got horns. The other one doesn't. Antlers, I mean. And they're looking in opposite directions, but it's just the outline of them. And then there's an outline of a heart underneath it, which is weird. But depending on how you look at it, it could also be a freaking buck and it's buck's ass. And the buck's looking over its own, looking back at it.
Into a butt? It's staring into a booty hole?
No, it's looking back at its own butt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been doing other workouts other than that fucking bar.
Oh, yeah?
I'm dropping some weight. I'm going to be Bagans.
Okay.
I'm going to get jacked. I'm going to do fucking anabolic steroids.
You're going to be jacked Bagans?
Yeah. I'm going to be more muscular than Zach.
Especially now. He's losing it.
Is he?
Yeah, that's why he always wears long sleeves and they're not tight anymore.
No, he started working out again. He posted a picture recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's ripped.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah,
thank
God. He's back.
The world.
He's a beefcake again.
Everything's right in the world again. It says, just a backwoods boy doing backwoods things on this tailgate. Yeah. Surrounding the fucking deer peeking over, looking back at its ass, peeking over its shoulder at its own ass.
Mm-hmm.
The license plate on said truck also is interesting. It says, Dirty Max.
Dirty Max?
D-R-T-E-M-A-X. That's the only thing I can think of. Dirty Max.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds about right.
It's probably a type of engine, you know.
What's it one more time?
D-R-T-E-M-A-X. Dr. T-Max, maybe.
Deer.
Deer, Texas.
Tree Max. Deer Trap. That's so really, like, inhumane. I mean, a bear trap's inhumane too, but a deer trap.
Yeah, that's fun. You know, I'd love to do it though.
Yeah. It just slices its belly right, right in the center.
He's got a full size American flag in the back bed of the truck, sticking out. It's tattered though, which I think is a little disrespectful.
I think you're right. I agree.
But there's also a decal on the back window of an American flag. That flag also tattered. I think it's a little disrespectful.
I'm proud to be an American. It's just because he fucking, I'm free. He parks it in the sun to do the pledge every morning.
Yeah, you got to repaint it every time.
It's kind of a weird thing. Do they still do the pledge in school?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure they do down Texas way, probably, down around San Antone, but I don't think they do around here. But maybe they do. I don't fucking know, actually.
I know people that get real fucking fired up about the pledge.
Yeah, I don't even care about it. Yeah. For me, it was just an extra, you know, minute and a half or some shit to just, like, not do anything at school.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't stand up.
You didn't stand up?
Of course I didn't stand up.
I did the pledge.
Punk. I was punk.
My dad told me I got to do the fucking pledge, so I did.
Oh, I did when I was younger. Did they do it in high school? They didn't do it in high school, did they?
I don't know.
I feel like that would be really fucking bizarre, but...
I think they might have.
Google, do people say the Pledge of Allegiance in high school?
Sorry, I don't have any information about that.
When you call yourself a patriot.
Fucking useless.
Anyway, move on. There's more to this truck. Two more decals on it.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Two more.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, which is a good transition. That's a good segue into this next decal in the middle of the back window. It's a shotgun. Oh, and right above it, it says yeet, yeet.
Yeah.
Which I can only imagine is the sound that that gun makes. That's the sound of me cocking my gun. Yeet, yeet.
Isn't that like a... No, no, never mind. I'm thinking skeet.
Yeah, or yeet.
Yeah, it's yeet, like, is like to...
Kid slang to like throw shit.
Yeah. To get rid of
it. I yeeted it. And then my favorite part of this whole truck is a decal on the left side of the back window that's the famous Calvin of Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
Pissing on stuff. You know, he's a piss freak, that Calvin. He pisses on everything.
Now, is a powerhouse Hobbes?
What? Is that a wrestler? Oh, okay. Yeah.
He just joined the Don Callis family. Great guy. Good
That's
guy.
A pretty good name, actually.
I love Powerhouse.
Powerhouse Hobbs.
He was Will Hobbs at first, and then they're like, it came out online before they changed the name that he was going to now be Powerhouse Hobbs, and people were pissed about it. And I'm like, that's incredible.
That's awesome. Powerhouse. The only thing better than Powerhouse Hobbs would be Powerhouse 5000.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Big man. He looks like that.
He's a powerhouse.
When you see him, you say, yeah, that's Powerhouse Hobbs. That's Powerhouse. That's fucking Powerhouse Hobbs right there.
Yeah. Is there a Powerhouse Shaw?
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
Well, it's coming.
It's in the works.
All right.
What was he peeing on?
Oh, yeah. I never said, did I?
I don't know.
I don't think I did. He was peeing on the words city folk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. You didn't get that.
I didn't get there. City folk. Yeah. Really makes you think. It's subtle.
Sure is, yeah. It's hard to tell what it really means. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like Twin Peaks, The Return. Yeah, it's open to interpretation.
Right. You know? There are different ways to interpret it.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle.
Right, 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 right.
Like a great puzzle.
A great puzzle.
Now, a puzzle can really only be interpreted one way.
Right. One correct way.
Two ways. Complete or incomplete.
Oh, wow. That you should make that into a bumper sticker.
I'm thinking that's a quote from, I'm going to make it my yearbook quote.
Okay.
From JF. Justy Freak. No, I think I'm going to put a quote from Powerhouse Hobbs in my... He's a good guy. He did this public service announcement one time about how his brother died and how he cries sometimes. It's so fucking cool. Is it Powerhouse Hobbs cries too?
No, he doesn't.
I do too.
Macho Man cries. Cried. He talked about it.
Did he cry?
Oh, yeah.
What did he cry about?
I don't know, but he just said, I cry too, everybody. You should all cry.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
One interview.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
God bless him.
I miss Mach.
Macho.
You know what's really interesting about the Macho Man?
What?
Is that he legitimately trained his entire life to play Bonesaw.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah. And he's ready. Always ready. So I've got various articles, all from the past 6 months.
Yep.
I have their sources. Not going to name them.
All right.
Because I'm just going to read these quick synopses and then move on, because we got a lot of shit to cover. So I'll just name the sources all in bulk at the end.
Okay. You don't have to at all, for all I give a shit.
Well, I know. And I, you know, frankly, I don't care. But
I don't either.
We'll see what happens.
I don't care about any publication.
Number one.
News is the enemy of the people.
Vampire grave discovered in Bulgaria. There's a 700-year-old Bulgarian vampire graveyard.
Okay.
Contains a vampire, man who was believed to be a vampire. The man was buried with an iron stake through his heart, which was a common practice for dealing with suspected vampires. Iron stake?
Yeah.
I thought it was wood.
That's what I thought, too.
Maybe it's different in different places.
Or maybe it's silver.
So maybe it was a werewolf and a vampire.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought...
It's a bullet. It's a bullet shaped like a...
Doesn't silver work for vampires, too?
Oh, yeah, I think it does. Well, it probably depends who you ask. You know, a lot of people have different opinions.
I don't know.
I never met a vampire.
Why don't we ask?
Google, can you kill a vampire with silver?
On the website marketplace.org, they say... Vampires are not particularly affected by silver bullets. Oh. Do you want a little more context?
Yeah. No. No. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Anyway, move on. We got a new mummy.
Yeah.
The mummy was discovered in an abandoned Detroit funeral home.
Okay.
That's a scary mummy.
Now, I got a question for you about this mummy.
Yeah.
Did it have the paper on it, or was it wrapped in paper?
Let's see.
Gauze. Did it have the gauze? Because if it didn't, I don't even want to fucking hear the rest. Detroit mummy, no gauze. Who cares? Let him rest.
God damn it. This GPT-4 through Bing is not doing a good job.
I'm fed up. Be honest with you. Fucking fed up. No.
The link doesn't work to the mummy. The link does not work to the mummy.
It's probably because there's no fucking gauze. It's a big hoax.
I can't find anything backing up this mummy claim. Is ChatGPT just fucking with me, making shit up? I couldn't tell you if it's got the gauze because the link is broken. And ChatGPT,
I'm gonna guess,
is telling lies.
Don't have the gauze.
You think that GPT made it up, though? You think GPT is haunted?
I don't know.
There's a ghost in the machine. How do you feel about pumpkin?
I like pumpkin.
Spice?
Yeah, I like pumpkin spice. I like pumpkin pie.
Do you like how...
Pumpkin pie is my favorite pie, I think.
Really?
I mean, I like that banana cream pie, too, from the roundabout.
Yeah, that's
just that changed my life.
That's dope.
D-O-P, made me come.
O-P,
I'll dope. Be honest.
Yeah, no, it does that.
You're supposed to ask me how to spell the fucking words. I'll tell you how to spell it.
How do you spell pumpkin?
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
P-U-P-C-U-N. Pumpkin.
That's all I was expecting. Okay, but yeah, you're right. Accurate. Ding.
Yeah, I know.
Ding.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I love so much, even more than pumpkin?
What? Boils?
People who...
Us?
Say that they're annoyed by all the pumpkin spice shit.
Who gives a shit?
I know.
Just don't fucking get it.
I know.
So that's
but you know how, like, it's almost more common for people to complain about that.
It is,
than,
yeah.
Than it is for people to be like, I love pumpkin spice.
Who gives a shit?
Exactly. That's
people
what I'm
leave
saying.
Their fucking lives.
It's fucking obnoxious.
It's this whole,
yeah.
This whole culture of people thinking that their opinion matters.
And
it's wrong.
And that it's better. It's and that they're better than other people's.
Yeah.
It's like not, by default. Yeah. It's not. It ain't right. It ain't right. Live your life. Let other people live their life. And don't hurt nobody. Easy. Why is it so hard to not be a dink?
Yeah.
Just don't be a fucking dink. Don't be a nematode.
Yeah. Look, just bitch. Realize you don't matter.
Right.
And neither right. do I. That's why I don't have any real opinions on this show, you know?
I don't mean to get political or nothing.
I don't mean to get political about it, but yeah, I just think I'm a funny guy. Sometimes, you know,
But anyway, the reason I bring it up is another new product.
Yeah.
It's pumpkin spice spam.
Okay. I know. I've never had spam.
It's like trendy now.
Yeah, I know.
People are like cooking with it and making fancy shit with it.
They're enjoying it. And God bless them.
It's just gross. Let's see. I think it might be time to get down to Bloodstone Manor.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right.
Okay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It is time to jack in to the haunted house of Bloodstone Manor.
It's a good episode.
So Doug is the show, season 4, episode 4. You're going to love what you see. I'm going to play it now with the audio to the episode. So you'll hear the episode and we'll do our best to tell you what's going on the screen when it's important. But you'll remember the episode if you know what's good for you. It's going to come right back to you from back in the good old days when Doug was still on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Fourth season, 1995, I think.
Yeah.
Six. Maybe, no, five.
Yeah, six was when they sold.
Yeah.
They sold out.
Yeah, fucking fools. Bunch of fucking assholes, whoever did that.
BB Bluff Middle School.
Yeah, shaped like her head.
Yeah.
Come on, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, I wanted to do it on Bluffington.
That's not realistic.
I think it is.
Okay, so let's get it started. For anybody who wants to stream it, it's on Paramount Plus, the good episodes. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here it comes. When's the last time you saw this?
The Bloodstone Manor episode? It's been a long time. It's been a real long time.
You're going to love what you see. Doug. Fucking Frasier's back?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Why?
Yeah, just what we need is another season of Frasier.
Yeah, of
this
all the-
one too. This is a fucking Pet Sematary prequel about the fucking farmer guy. You don't want to go down that road, that yeah. fucker. It's fucking like a Herman Munster backstory from yeah. Pet Sematary. What's the why?
I have
why
no idea.
Why do we fucking need this?
If it were a good idea,
it's not.
But
this
it's
is
not.
Why.
Yeah.
This is why I get upset about these mediocre movies now. That people are like, oh, it's fine. I don't want it to be fine. I want it to be good. I want to enjoy it.
There's two.
I want substance.
They're two different things for me.
Look, I just want another skeleton twin start.
God, what a fucking awesome show. And this is one of the few episodes that's full. It's 23 minutes. It's not two 15-minute episodes or two 12-minute episodes or whatever it was.
How long is it?
23 minutes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah! Look at that pencil.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Poke that dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's up.
Patty mayonnaise. Patty mayonnaise. Patty mayonnaise. Hard on the screen. Roger Klotz, Roger Klotz and his cat.
What's his cat's name? Stinky?
Roger Klotz and Stinky.
Is it Stinky?
Yeah. Now Doug's back. Oh, Doug and Porkchop. Here comes Skeet.
You know what's amazing is that Porkchop is actually still alive.
Really?
To this day.
Holy shit.
still alive. Stinky, though, is unfortunately...
He's a service dog now.
He's passed on.
Stinky's been dead. Started
a long oh, hell yeah. Ago, when the
powerful Baron von okay, we got a gargoyle. Fell in
love gargoyle.
Okay, this is the backstory. This is important. Love,
he built a gigantic mansion. It yeah. took him 17 long years, but he did it. Finally, on the day they got married,
horse.
He brought his new bride I to like the house.
Oh, this animation is different. Arms
and ran up the steps, then pushed the
very moody.
This is scary. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Oh my god, no floor. No fucking floor.
He forgot to put the fucking floor in. They plunged to their horrible blood. He had some good high-quality herb.
How do you forget to fucking put the floor in?
Indica edibles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. People who said they didn't look at those pants. Homeboy's got pleated pants that are about a foot wide on
pleated
each Jankos. Leg.
Yeah, Jankos, Jankos khakis.
Man, they should do that. No one living until one
day, a scary hooded guy whose face nobody ever saw it's decided Doug. To put the house
to no. better use. Oh, I know who it is. I'm not going to spoil it.
That's yeah, fucking Patty's dad. He's gonna stand up. Bloodstone
Manor. So the dude built it to impress some woman who he wanted to marry. Yeah. He got married, and then they were like, "Hey, let's go back to the," and then fell through the floor.
Yeah.
Presumably, they laid there to rot.
Doesn't seem like a super high drop.
He had a big dungeon underneath this.
Yeah,
first
a spike dungeon.
Big spike dungeon, yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's the backstory. And then some hooded guy came out of nowhere and
you know, Halloween is
bought the house and turned it into a
spooky pumpkins and costumes
roller coaster ride.
This year was a little different. This year, Skeeter was making me go to the grand opening of the scariest
Uh-oh.
Ride ever made.
Uh oh, Doug.
I was hoping maybe I.
Oh yeah, fuck it. This is Race Canyon.
He's gonna be Race Canyon for Halloween. Really
Race Canyon.
Oh, two gargoyles. You don't care.
This is a young Bernie Sanders.
Gargoyles.
I whipped the gargoyle out of the air. I slammed him into his counterpart.
I hit one gargoyle with another gargoyle. The infamous Bloodstone Man. Not so fast,
Dr. Canyon. Hey. Uh-oh.
Oh, the whole fucking manor's turning into the hooded man.
Oh, my goodness. A Skeeter.
This has got to be in Doug's imagination. I don't buy it for a second.
I think it is, and it might be.
Yeah.
Boy, you look whipped.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, Doug just hanged a guy. No
problem, Dr. Doug and Dr. Race Canyon nice just show. Murdered a big Why? Man. Thanks. A big hooded man.
Yep. A green. He was a green man.
He was green.
Oh, that's like a don't sue me version. Of
just different enough from Indiana.
Perfect.
Huh? No, Judy. I'm going to Bloodstone Manor. You're getting free if you wear a costume.
Bloodstone Manor?
I like this show she's watching. It's called Dogs Love Them Too. Just
ride, Judy. How scary can it be?
Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah. You're
brave. Of course Judy's watching that. Find out tonight at Funky Town.
When Bloodstone Manor opens its doors to give you the skin. So the ad for Bloodstone Manor is just a bunch of children falling to their death in a big hole.
Yep.
Turns out to be the hooded man's eyeball, but it was all an illusion. The show's fucking trippy. Now Doug's back in his imagination.
Yep. Now he's been murdered. And Race Canyon didn't even crack his whip to fucking try to save Doug.
No, he didn't care.
So, I think Race Canyon's in cahoots with the Green Man. That's my theory.
Doug, yeah. I thought we were going to ride Bloodstone Manor.
You're not going to pass up free candy, are you, man?
But there's going to be huge lines if we don't get to Funky Town early.
Doug's
we might not get on.
That'd be terrible. Well, I guess we better get started trick-or-treating.
Doug's trying to sabotage this whole trip. because he's spooked.
Don't you think we're a little old for this, Doug?
Old?
But no. Skeeter...
You're never too old for free candy. Heads up!
Skeeter is really passionate about this.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of...
I think it's shitty of Doug.
Kind of bullshit.
What he's doing.
Yeah.
These kids also really suck at TPing houses because...
They just threw a whole roll of toilet paper.
Two of them. And they didn't do anything. Just on the road.
They just threw them and one of them hit Skeeter? Doug, I think, right?
Is that you? Yeah. Yeah, it's us.
Yeah. Hey, Connie. We're doing
this for Connie.
Dale.
Huh? Oh, yeah, my baby brother.
Listen to this song.
He loves candy.
That's okay.
So
I
good.
He just went on a diet. See ya.
8 o'clock. Come on, man. Let's get to Funky Town. We've only got
Wait, what
hours.
O'clock? Nine?
2 hours.
Eight?
How much
Nine.
Longer could I stall? We'd already been
They're going to be out till 11
twice.
And they're 11 years old?
Yeah.
Who chopped off my head?
I wonder who that is.
Who oh, man.
Oh, my.
Hey, Roger. I told you we'd scare the pants off him.
Of course he wears one of those bullshit costumes.
Your faces.
Skeeter's costume is mint.
Yeah.
Like, he's a rocket ship, and you believe it. All these bad kids just put on a fucking Zorro mask and called it a day just so they can get candy.
Yeah, one of them's a pirate.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy with the fucked up eye, though. He had an eye patch anyway.
Did he?
Yeah.
Brother,
I think
you?
That was him, right?
Race Canyon?
I don't think so.
More like Race Chicken.
Oh.
I bet Roger doesn't go on the fucking ride.
Oh, no, there's the one with the fucked up eye.
Yeah.
Come on, Race. How come in old cartoons that means you're dumb if you make the deep throat sounds before you talk?
Roger. I think in everything it means you're dumb, right?
I guess.
That's how you do a dumb guy voice. Not like that. That's sexual.
No. Not necessarily.
Come on, Skeeter.
It could have been
Let's
a Snickers
go.
Bar that I was jamming down my throat.
I don't think Doug's chicken. I wouldn't fucking do it either.
I mean, he's got so many possible excuses. The line is long.
Yeah.
It seems like it's going to rain.
Just in time for the shop.
Well, he doesn't care.
He has a hemorrhoid, a big one.
How was I gonna cross the threshold of death?
And diarrhea, too. And he wants to stay home. That's all legitimate.
Why is he so ashamed of himself for not TPing that house?
I can't, Skeeter. I'm sorry, but... What do I need that hat for, anyhow? I'm no race.
Go get the hat.
That's okay.
His hat flew off when the bus drove away.
Hey, guys.
And it couldn't have gone far.
Trick-or-treating?
How is he driving?
No way.
What? Who's driving?
Oh. Miss Mimi's. Cool costume.
He was already in the wheelchair,
Are you some
right?
Sort of spaceship
yeah.
Skater?
Patty's dad is driving, and they just pulled over and showed up.
And you
just happened to see
Doug
and Skeeter on the side of the road.
Actually, I was going to say Race Canyon, but without the hat.
You really think so?
Yeah. If you were a little taller, I'd say you were the spitting image.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. He's so thrilled about that. All right, back into his dreamscape.
Here we go. He's just going to go in and fall through the fucking floor.
Now he's got confidence.
Beat it.
If he was a real man, he'd go in there with a fucking tool belt on, his hammer, some nails, some wood, and build a fucking floor himself.
Nothing scary about a little manual labor.
Hell no.
You know what they say at Home Depot.
Right.
Doers do.
Say, Patty.
Do or die.
Doers simply
the Home Depot.
Drop us off at Bloodstone Manor. Gotta cross the threshold of death.
All right! Get yourself to fucking...
What's the threshold of death?
I'd go to Funky Town.
Funky Town is elaborate and beautiful.
They should build it.
Those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't let a little...
Two guys?
What two guys?
Yeah, what?
They say when they were testing it, two workers
He's pure
in,
evil.
But the only thing that came out were their shoes.
Daddy,
cool
stop.
Dad.
Well,
he's a cool. He's just a cool dad.
Who told
he's
you
pure fucking
Skeeter?
Evil.
See ya.
What's this about shoes?
Now they're just fucking off? They're just dropping them off and leaving?
Yeah. About the maniac.
Drop that bombshell on them?
Yeah, they're just fucking with them.
The emotional terrorists is what they are.
Yeah, Patty's dad especially.
Yeah.
can't believe everything you...
The line is so long.
That's not that bad, honestly. Oh,
hundreds and hundreds of motherfuckers in the way.
Oh, that's just great.
9:45. 15 minutes till it closes.
We're almost there!
Step all the way into the strange realm of the supernatural. Abandon ye all food or drink.
What's happening? Can you see?
Well, if it ain't Chicken Boy in bathtub. Thanks for saving my place. We didn't...
Attention, everybody. The park is now closing.
What?
What?
We still got 15 minutes.
Why don't you go to the gift shop? I'm out of here.
Oh, what a selfish prick.
After we waited,
everyone else cleared out.
He's
hey, look.
Oh, yeah, there was a whole line behind
pretty,
him.
Pretty
clear. Just disappeared.
You guys thinking what I'm thinking?
Roger, yeah.
No, probably not.
Closed. Who? That loser? We still got 15 minutes. We're within our legal
wow.
rights.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, Roger.
He's Man, he knows his rights.
Of course he does. He's got a bandit
mask. Roger's on Reddit.
15 minutes before the park closes.
Always.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he said, why don't you get a warrant?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he said, you can't do that, officer.
Who does his rights?
What's your badge number? Oh, who's scared now? So they're in the like living room area, and there's a fireplace, and here's the spooky man, the hooded guy.
That's Roger's dad.
Except strike down.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, goodness. So there's a pit in the room. It's got spikes on the edge, like a sarlacc pit. And now the walls are closing in. It's gonna push them into
kind
the
of
pit.
Short ride, isn't it?
Ah, it's made out of glass.
Oh, what are they gonna do? Oh, there's glass.
Huh?
Huh?
Look at this. It's a trick. Mirrors or something.
Huh? No, not mirrors. You stupid fuck.
Yeah.
That's called. That's a glass. That's a glass floor.
It's an optical illusion.
You know, you go down a level, and there's your glass ceiling that they all talk about.
No. Doug's not even fucking scared.
Nah, he's over it.
And I see by the grandfather clock, it's yeah. time to eat. Sit down.
Homeboy gonna eat these kids?
What's he gonna feed them?
Something gross.
Probably something from the Honker Burger.
No, probably liver and onions.
I thought you might enjoy a small salad.
Oh, there they are.
Meatball.
So they're all served dinner platters with, I think those were salads. I think it was like lettuce, and it was,
yeah.
But it would turn brown and had faces on them.
Turned into a meatball.
Rotten meatball with a face on it. Spooked everybody. Well, now they're riding away in their hearse.
That's they're having a good time.
On the track, and they're having a blast. But Roger's being a...
I like that moon.
Roger's being a wimp in the back seat.
He's crying.
Uh-oh. Oh, it stopped, and there's a guy with a shovel. He's going to hit him. In the ride, but he froze.
It's 10 o'clock, man. They're closing the park.
Oh, shit. They're going to get stuck inside Bloodstone Manor all night.
That's what you get for being such
a
punk.
I'm sure we can find a way out around here somewhere if we just don't panic.
Hey, man, it looks like there's some stairs leading down.
Let's just go through this grave and get out of here.
Yeah, that's a hole in the ground with the stairs.
Hey, what is it, Roger? Did you hear something? I thought I heard something.
That's a cow.
Get out of here, Roger. We'll find somebody to get this ride going again.
Yeah, we got you, Roger.
What a stand-up guy, Doug.
This is it, Skeet.
If it were me, I'd leave him there, honestly.
Oh, man, I'm never doing that again.
I'd just walk out and leave.
Let's just find somebody to start this thing and get out of here.
Look, a phone!
Uh-oh.
Look! He did it, Skeet!
All right! That must be Roger. Come on!
So, you made it. next time, you won't be so lucky.
Roger!
The Hooded Man.
Oh, just, my goodness.
Oh, Roger's turned. He's turned into just shoes. All it's only shoes that came out, just like Patty's dad said.
Oh my goodness!
That's how Patty's dad lost his feet too.
How was he driving?
He had some levers.
No, Skeeter.
Yeah.
We can't leave Roger behind.
That's a thing.
We gotta go back.
I've seen it. Yeah.
You'd say that.
They have a lever for their hand and they pull it to do and to break.
I didn't see any of that. He had his foot on the gas.
Doug and Skeeter just jumped out of the moon. It's all a set.
There's where we got stuck.
Roger.
Well, not here. Let's go home.
Skeeter, we got...
Skeeter doesn't give a fuck about Roger. He's like, let's get out of here.
How many times has Roger fucked everything up for everybody? Yeah.
You don't suppose he's a prick. Fell.
It could be Miles.
Yeah.
He has to fucking leave, Skeeter. Dude.
What?
I can't believe how stupid we are. Remember the front room? The bottomless pit?
Pit?
Yeah.
The pit?
Oh! You mean...
It's just another...
Okay. That was just a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
And he fell in, but he could have just walked around it. Just even, he didn't have to walk into it to prove that it's fake, which it isn't.
Wow! This must be where they run everything.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, it's a bunch of fucking machines. Just thrusting ghosts up and down.
Hey, Doug, check it out.
Hey, Mom, can I borrow your toothbrush?
Cut it out, Skeeter.
That's
disrespectful. We gotta find Roger. Roger?
He's a mummy.
Uh-oh, there's a mummy. Mummy's tomb. And there's the hooded guy.
Yeah, he doesn't even have the fucking paper on.
We should make these things real.
Oh my goodness.
You notice Doug's got those arm... What do you call them?
We were looking for our friend, and we think he might
the shoulder
be
pad things?
Yeah.
But he made him out of a belt.
He's Race Canyon.
Get out!
Good idea, yes, sir! Thank you, sir!
He used the belt for Quail Man, too.
Roger's not here.
Come on, this way.
Skeeter, that's Roger. No, man, it just sounds like him. Come on.
No, it just sounds like him. Oh, there
what
he is.
What was I doing? Running away like a little chicken, just like before.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Doug.
There we go. There we go.
Oh, yeah. He's channeling Race Canyon.
Excuse me, sir.
Which fucking whips him.
Okay, the hooded man's leading them into a sarcophagus tunnel.
What the fuck's going on?
Now they're
down
in his bat cave.
Over here, you morons!
And Roger's on a monitor.
All right, when I see him coming, I'll shout trick or treat, and you guys cream him. Got it?
Got it.
Surveillance camera is getting some mean close-ups.
Roger's outside? But how?
And Roger's apparently planning to attack.
Those goons. I bet they think I'm a chicken. Well, we'll just see who's the chicken.
These cameras are very very high quality for the
yeah.
A lot of angles too.
CCTV, yeah. Somebody. Roger put his boots in. He's just fucking with them.
So he tricked us.
He wasn't scared.
That rat. We go to all this trouble, and now we get egged.
No, you didn't get egged yet.
What?
Man.
I'm freezing.
Roger's dad wants to kill him.
Damn it. They'll be out soon. I wonder what's taking those guys so long.
Is that like someone... Is there like someone in a... That,
there is somebody in the costume.
Does it reveal?
Yeah.
Okay. I forget. I kind of like.
Say anything, Roger.
Trying to remember.
It was me.
Look what you did to us.
Oh no, they passed away. Well, hologram technology was really great in 1991.
Yeah, they're projecting their own fake ghosts out.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're actually on screen on strings in the control room.
Puppets.
Where are you going? You're not chicken, are
right. Yeah.
Come on, buck, buck.
I'll do anything.
It's rotten of you to TP all those houses.
Yeah, man, really rotten.
We'll clean them up, right, guys?
We'll clean them up.
Yeah, we'll clean them up.
Oh, yeah, I mean, don't worry about that. We'll clean them up. Yeah, don't worry. Oh.
Doug's a fucking square.
Whatever you say.
All right, then. Oh, and Roger, one more thing. Next time, you may not be so lucky.
Oh, so they scared the shit out of them.
Yeah, man, I don't think I've ever seen them run so fast.
Boy, and we couldn't have done it without you, sir.
I have something that may belong to you.
What?
Oh,
he's got the Race Canyon hat.
It's Patty's dad.
My Race Canyon hat.
I wonder if that makes sense.
Where did you... How did you... Who are you?
Who are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Baron von Heckelhoff.
Baron von Heckelhoffer?
Yeah. That's him.
That's the reveal?
What do you say we head home, Skeet?
Sounds good, man.
There's a ghost.
Tonight, I think I did race
the ghost
Canyon
of
proud.
Baron
Not
von Heckelhoffer.
Not only was I brave enough to cross the threshold of death, but I even went back to save Roger.
All right. Doug can go home. Be proud of himself.
I wonder if Race Canyon.
He's gonna tell his dad about it.
Home.
His dad's gonna be proud of him.
What's that like?
What do you think?
I don't know. You want to do one more of something? Like, are you afraid of the dark? Or
I have to download those again because my hard drive failed.
I thought those were on Paramount.
Oh, are they? Oh, yeah, they might be.
Ooh, some of these look good. The Nightly Neighbors.
Locker 22.
I forgot about that one. Damn. Let's do Locker 22.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good one. The Tale of Locker 22.
Dun, 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 dun. Shutters. Skateboard. Chair.
Leprechaun.
Fan.
You know the drill with this one.
Keyhole. Door.
Are you afraid of the dark? Match.
Title card. Heartbeat.
What a good fucking show.
An axe murder with blood dripping from her grisly weapon.
Oh my goodness.
God.
Her mummy wrapped in rotten bandages.
See?
You know. A razor sharp hook where her hand should be. No, no. A zombie with sunken eyes and all stiff-like.
Sounds like Kristen's up tonight.
We're trying to guess what axe she's going to pull to scare us.
I liked it when she dressed up as the prom queen.
They made a movie with these fucking kids, too, I think.
Did they?
I think so.
In Canada?
Yeah, it was like a TV movie.
Right. Okay.
Peace. Love. Duh.
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 Duh. Duh.
Hey, where'd you get that stuff? Up in the attic.
So the girl who's telling the story, I think, just showed up in full 60s hippie garb.
Groovy, man.
Whoa,
and now she's handing out,
to me.
You know, party store favors for the
What's
hippie costume.
Store? Yeah.
There's an old saying.
Learn from the past, you'll be doomed to repeat it. My story is a little different.
In my tale,
if you do not
learn from the present,
you repeat the past, and be doomed.
You're doomed.
Yeah.
This is the tale.
Submitted for the approval of the Midnight
Society. I've got some dust.
Coffee stuff.
Yeah, coffee creamer.
The tale
of Locker 22. This is my story of a locker.
Name of 22.
22. The marking of the holy
22.
We haven't put anyone out here for years, but we're busting at the seams. I don't know where all these kids come from.
Wow. This is a locker room.
22. Home sweet home.
In high school?
Yeah. In the dead end of high school.
The bad side of the tracks. Far from things.
Are you complaining?
No.
There's graffiti all over these walls.
This guy's acting his cock off.
He's only been here 5 minutes.
He's not doing great.
This will be fine.
But it's pretty good.
Good.
He's putting in his work.
Welcome to Derby.
He's earning the paycheck. I wouldn't be surprised if he got some other...
Welcome to Derby.
Was there a locker that was spray painted, had veal spray painted on it? Did I just see that?
Probably.
Okay. I might be wrong.
Now, carefully.
Lose a bit careful.
Suck the liquid into the pipette, like so. And hold your finger on the end so that it doesn't run out.
This guy's a fucking monster. This chemistry teacher?
This is Adam Driver's father.
Oh, what a dumb fuck.
You dropped the beaker.
So this is a new student, and they put her in the abandoned wing of the school. That is literally covered in graffiti and, like, looks like a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Yeah.
Next time, we do it.
And she's just a student.
Tasty.
The cool kids are fucking with her.
Come on, bozos. I got a crush on her.
You okay?
Yes.
He doesn't. He believes in platonic friendship.
That's not how you use a brush.
It's no biggie.
He turned a brush on its side to brush the glass into the pan.
I never work with
don't
things
fucking,
like this at my
don't judge the way he brushes.
Oh, where are you from?
He's getting the job done.
Paris. My parents came here for business.
Oh.
That's her French accent.
Well, don't sweat it. You'll pick it up.
I was wondering what was going
on
there.
You lost it? Everybody does it first. This place is huge. Hey, what's your next class?
All right.
You know how to get there? Come on, I'll show you.
Thanks.
They're just like, you just gotta figure
whoa,
it out.
Whoa! Hey!
There's a spooky, groovy 60s woman in the classroom. Now she's disappeared, and she was dressed like the Woodstock 66.
Single tear.
69. And she was crying. I believe she was a ghoul.
I love those sunglasses.
And he's wearing them inside.
Yeah.
To boot.
I just love how small they are. I don't like this guy.
What do you think of the new girl?
I don't know. Kind of weird, Fritz. See what happened in chemistry?
No, what?
Well, these two bullies are flanking.
She had this straw.
Our protagonist.
And she.
Like John Bender.
Yeah.
In the cafeteria.
Then what?
Well.
Stupid, worthless.
Oh! One of the bad boys.
Foo Fi!
Oh, was gonna
goodness.
Spit milk on the girl, the new girl, but she ducked and he ended up spitting the milk on his buddy, and now there's a whole full blown food fight. And the principal just got facialized by mashed potatoes.
Do they still yell at kids like this?
Did I say something about giving me grief, Miss Dufault?
No, they're too soft.
If you're a troublemaker,
Potter Puff.
Pass with the wrong man.
Wow, he's gonna punch her.
Why is he blaming the new girl?
What are you looking at?
Just because she's on all fours for some reason?
Yeah. How dare you avoid a food fight?
Yeah. You need to be braver.
Look, next time, you just gotta just take the
ball.
Uh oh. Groovy, huh?
Groovy, baby.
Look at my hemp necklace.
Yeah, so the hippie ghost is back at her.
Don't do that.
Her locker.
What do you want? Look, I'm getting tired.
Uh-oh, she faded away.
Uh-oh.
Before her eyes.
She's coming back.
Look, there's graffiti and there's like chemical waste pipes and shit. Like,
yeah, it's a strange one.
Hey, Julie, wait up. Here you go. Hey, Julie, you should hurry.
I have to go.
Listen, I heard about what happened with those guys at lunch. Forget them. Come on, we just started.
I saw something.
What?
I saw
Groovy. That's not a groovy.
Oh, forget it.
A groovy ghouly.
Promise not to laugh.
Cross my heart.
Look, I know this sounds crazy.
Such a good French accent.
I think I saw a ghost.
A ghost.
A ghost.
Forget it.
Oh, Julie.
Yeah. Julie, why you do this to me?
Why you do this to me, Julie?
Why?
Clearly that ghost trusts you. Didn't seem like a fucking mean one.
I think it's an attachment now. Did she bring it home?
We'll see.
She's home right now staring at her stuffed bear.
Yeah.
She knows she's too old for this.
A window that has no screen in it.
No screen, no mask. Mosquitoes everywhere.
Hello?
Oh, shit. Okay, so now they're prank phone calling her.
Yeah, how'd they find out? Look at this mullet.
I have a feeling she's going to get revenge on the bullies, too, in this episode, just like the Doug episode we watched. This episode's full of bullies.
Those jerks in the cafeteria because you pretend to be nice.
Wait a minute, wait.
I should have seen you coming.
Wait. Oh, and she thinks that the nice guy did it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't
him. No, she thinks he opened his mouth, but someone must have overheard her.
Oh.
Well, they did. Now everybody thinks I'm the crazy new foreign kid.
Listen, I did it for a reason, okay?
I'm sure. Hope you all got a good laugh.
Oh, shit. The disrespect. She's back in her abandoned... the Detroit area of her high school.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, one of the bullies just threw beads at her.
I didn't think anything could scare you.
It's Mardi Gras.
Look at his lips bother me so much.
Yeah.
Look at that upper lip.
Yeah, it looks like he Botoxed. Now there's a person in with a sheet on.
Yeah, but he's got those small sunglasses on, so.
Well, we know who it is.
It's John Bender.
Yeah, the other bully. Yeah.
Yeah,
good.
Look at this
good
on
job.
My arm, about the size of a cigar. Do I stutter? Come on now. Come on, Chris. Do I stutter?
Hippie keeps showing up. The hippie's back.
Who the fuck are you?
And this hippie won't even speak. It's funny because every hippie I've ever met won't shut up.
My name is Bead.
Is this your Bead?
Is this your Bead?
Oh, now she sees what she...
Oh,
with the...
flashback to time of the beads.
Oh my goodness.
The times of the hippies.
Those beads are so far out.
To the time of the rubber sole.
I'm sorry. Moon dance.
Oh, okay.
Moon
this
dance.
Is like Boss.
Right.
Boss? That's the 80s.
Whoa. Cool.
Huh?
The Stoners are in the high school listening to some sitar music.
They're playing it.
Oh, okay.
Someone's playing it.
Everybody is a stoner in this high school.
Yeah. There's a Jimi Hendrix poster on the wall.
This is Jimi Hendrix High School.
Candy,
it says on
Jimi Hendrix High.
I'm waiting, Miss Warren.
This is the same guy?
Oh, yeah, but with a big mustache.
Wow.
And he's not bald.
Still acted his cock off.
Yeah, the principal, but old, back in the olden days. So these magical beads jump her back into the 1960s.
Wow. In the time of the rubber soul.
The times of the soul, right. The times of the LSD.
Is that the one?
What? Rubber Soul? The Beatle one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's when they started getting like psychedelic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Peace out, man.
Peace out, man. Hey, I'm so sorry for telling you some things.
Look, I'm sorry about what happened. That's all I can say.
You said you told someone about what I saw for one reason. What was it?
Sounds like she's from Brooklyn. What was
what?
It?
You think it's a real accent?
No.
This place for years.
I want to show you something.
You have to come put the beads on.
Please? You owe me.
Oh, it's Twin Peaks music. Whatever that instrument was. Ding, dong, dong,
dong. Look.
Look.
Whoever at my locker before put a flower sticker there. See that?
Right. It's probably candy.
Right here.
Candy.
This necklace. I found it in my locker. It must have belonged to the same person.
Yes, sir.
Look around.
She could have gave it back, but she chose to put it around her own neck.
Right?
That's true. And she's probably caused a lot of problems in the quantum realm.
You're getting a little spooky on me, all right?
Spooky? You haven't seen anything yet.
Now she just assumes she can put it on and bring this guy back with her to the 60s.
How'd you do that?
Just by touching him.
It happened
and
to me.
I don't know.
This necklace. It's like I jumped back in time.
Listen.
Andy.
He's not too concerned either.
Who's this?
You know, this looked like a pretty white high school in the 60s. You shouldn't have brought this black man back in time to the 60s.
You don't know.
I was going to say, are they going to address it?
If he figures it out, invite him over tonight.
No, of course not. This is Canada, too. They were never, they never had racists in Canada.
They didn't do that?
No. They skipped it.
Oh, good. See? Oh, good.
Beatles' White Album.
See? This is my locker. This is the flower.
Candy.
No, it's Candy's locker, it seems.
Candy. Miss Warren.
Schaffner?
Mr. Schaffner. Who are you? I'm new.
I love the 60s music.
Learn some manners.
Wow.
So good.
He didn't do anything.
No, Miss Warren. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Now.
But...
No buts. I'll stay late today to help. But if your chemistry project isn't done by 4 o'clock, you'll be staring at a big fat F and summer school. You dig?
Yes.
Yes, I dig. Yeah, I do. Dig.
Who the fuck does he think she is?
Something strange happened, Chris.
Yeah, tell me about it. That was Schaffner. He was young.
I know.
He looks so much different.
It's like he's back in the 60s.
I couldn't even recognize him.
How could that happen?
You said it was your necklace. Take it off. Oh, man.
Okay, brought him back.
Oh,
too.
Man, this is wild.
Yeah, what if he got stuck?
It is the necklace.
How'd they know that? Yeah. How was she so confident that was going to work, too?
Candy.
She just didn't give a fuck.
That girl called you Candy.
Careless.
Who is Candy?
Candy.
I don't know, but we can find out. Come on. You see, I'm checking 1968. You know when the White Album came out? Bingo.
What?
Boom.
Candy Warren, Locker 22. Yeah, that was a locker, all right.
That's the one.
Yep, that was it. The one that says Candy on it.
I don't get it. Why isn't she here?
Check
but she's
next
not in the yearbook?
Again.
I checked 3 times. She isn't here.
What the H?
There. That's her. That's the ghost.
Moonchild.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. It says 1951 and 1968.
Real,
friends forever.
It?
She expired.
I guess. We can't both be
She was dead then.
Why is Candy showing herself
in the past?
It really makes you think.
I don't know. Listen, whatever's going on here, we can't handle it, all right?
What do we do?
I can't get over this set.
Know.
It must have been like
I
from
feel like
a.
She's trying to tell me something.
I don't know,
this
Escape from New York or something set. Then they just
maybe.
Like.
Oh, come on, let's get out of here.
I have to get my.
Because why would it be all covered in graffiti and shit?
It's in a real school.
The whole school is a ghost.
Wow. Look at the hockey net behind her.
Mr. Ratto. Chris, you're here late.
Do you remember?
You're a bum rock.
Candy.
I suppose 30 years is forever to you. Did you know Candy Warren? Candy Warren.
Yeah, this guy's 30 years old.
Haven't thought of her in years. Sure, I knew her. Sweet girl.
Yep.
Such a tragedy.
Dead, too.
How did she die? Was she like sick or something? Oh, heavens, no. It was a horrible accident. What, a car crash? No, it happened right here.
Why don't you fucking let him tell you?
At Derby? We're gonna find out. We're gonna see it. All the gory details.
I hope so.
Miss Warren, now!
Now, come on.
Come on, Miss Warren. You're wackier than a road lizard.
She was staying late after school on some chemistry project or something. Apparently she got a little careless. And there was...
Oh, she dropped acid.
Explosion.
Oh no, not dropped acid, but dropped acid on the floor, and it burned.
Hard to even think about it now.
You know, they were was foreshadowing years. Earlier.
Who was your teacher? Oh, many years ago, I don't...
It is said.
Thanks, Mr. Ryan.
It was Mr. Schaffner. Before he became assistant principal, he worked in the chemistry department.
Whoa. Big mustache.
Nice of you to join me.
And it matches his hair perfectly. Man, you remember fucking with these hoses in chemistry class?
Yeah, I never really liked it.
They had the cloth hoses, and you stick them in the Bunsen burner, and you would attach gas to it. That was weird.
Yeah, it felt irresponsible to me.
Sit.
I wasn't good at it. Chemistry.
Worksheets.
I don't give a fuck about electrons beakers. Or protons. None of that
those
shit.
Those were
pipette for measuring.
Oh, the accident is going to be with the pipette they were showing earlier, where she's got to suck it out with her mouth, but she's going to suck too hard, and it's going to get acid down her throat, and she's going to dissolve from the inside out.
She's going to explode.
Bad accident.
We're identifying compounds by determining their melting points.
How do I do this?
That's what this test is about now, isn't it?
He's a crazy person.
I'll give you a little hint. Turn on the gas and light the burner. After that, you're on your own. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
He's setting her up for failure. So this girl who doesn't speak made her go back in time.
Mm-hmm. They swapped.
Okay.
And now ghosts of, what's her name?
Oh, Candy.
Candy. She just snuck up on the nice boy. Still not talking, just nodding.
No.
Yes.
Has Julie passed?
She won't be able to speak until Julie passes.
Oh, she's lighting the Bunsen burner.
Bunsen.
How do you spell Bunsen?
Bunsen.
Listen, Candy, she's going to die. You got to stop.
Bunsen. B.
Yep.
U.
Yep.
N. T.
Yep.
S-I-N.
That's it.
Bunsen.
Yep. 100 points.
I know.
Hey, no running. Come on, man, Julie. I mean, Candy. Candy's in trouble.
She certainly is. She's going to flunk.
Oh.
Come on, man. Let me go.
Uh-oh.
The assistant principal.
Man, let me go.
If the gas was actually leaking, wouldn't that already...
Oh, I'm your future pal. Nice guy just shoved the assistant principal back to go save
him. Oh, shit!
Oh, he's going to put it out with the little fire extinguisher. There's a fire.
I'm doing
gas.
Science.
Oh, big problems.
If you think just stop. Look at this. It's rotted through. If you'd have put fire in this, the whole place would have gone up. Hey, don't you check your equipment, Mr. Schaffner?
Whoa.
Oh, my God. You could have been killed. I don't know what to say.
Say you're in the wrong line of work.
Oh, that's why he stopped being a chemistry teacher, because he killed a girl.
You saw this. If you hadn't.
Oh, he said they're going to go to the future. He's going to be happy.
Toast.
She spoke.
So that's how Candy died.
She's alive now.
Toast.
She brought me back.
Candy.
There she is.
It's Helena Bonham Carter.
She works at the school now.
Can I ask what you're doing here so late?
That's her.
I was helping her with the locker. Stuck. At least it was stuck.
Oh, I know. It used to stick for me all the time, too.
For you?
What?
That you? Was your locker?
Oh, back in the dark ages. You must be Julie Defoe. Nice to meet you.
Who are you?
I'm the assistant principal, Ms. Warren.
Candy Warren.
Oh, wow. And the old principal's assistant principal's gone now.
No, he's a chemistry teacher, probably, and he's happy.
Oh, really?
Please.
I bet. Oh, and she's going to lay the fucking smackdown on these kids. She's way harder of a principal.
Far out.
Solid.
Wow. Psychedelic. Yeah. Neato?
Neato.
That's
good hair he's got.
I can't wait for the end credits music. It's one of my favorite songs, I think, in general. Oh, did they not have it?
final wish. Bill Peterson is 13. Loves fairy tales.
Yes.
And knows most of her huge collection by He Art. What night? She wishes she could live in the dreamland forever.
Uh-oh.
She finds herself, however, in the...
... Thanks for hanging out. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching the shows with us and having a good old time. And we'll do it again next week for another Ghosttober edition of the Cool Parents Podcast. Maybe soon to have a new name. Who knows? Maybe. Or some variation. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Probably couldn't hurt.
I don't know. Anyway, what's our website?
What's our website?
Yeah.
Coolparents.co.
And what's our Instagram?
I don't know. I don't have it anymore.
Cool Parents Worldwide.
I know.
What's your TikTok?
Cool_parents.
You can get a hold of us through any of those if you want. I don't care. And as long as it's not Facebook, one of us will see it.
I think we have a Facebook, though.
Yeah, but I'm not looking at it.
Me neither.
So who cares?
I wonder how many show offers we've ignored on there over the years.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, probably like 3 or 4.
There's nothing that would get me on that fucking pit. I hate it. So the Patreon is patreon.com/coolparents. I don't know if I mentioned that, but it starts at $3 and it gets a whole bunch of bonus content. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Leave a rating and a review, too, wherever you're listening.
Yeah, if you want.
To the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
Yeah, Justy Fright.
Justy Freak.
Justy Freak.
Justy Skull.
Yeah. Justy Bone, too. Fuck the world.
Bust a freak.
Yeah.